He certainly turned out to be a good football player. Is he? Did he?
He's playing for the Jets.
For the Jets.
Yeah, I saw him. He was down in Tuscaloosa this past spring semester after the season, the professional season had ended. He came down there to work out. He and Namath, I think, were down there at the same time. They come down there and work out with the team. So, coach him along. Let's see. Oh yeah. I was asking you about different expressions. Say, if something's very common, you don't have to look for it in any special place. You can say, well, that's real common. You can find that just about.
Anywhere.
Or say if somebody slipped and fell out in your front yard and they fell that way, you'd say they fell.
Backward.
And that way they fell.
Forward.
Say if you went fishing and just didn't have any luck, didn't catch a fish. And somebody asks you afterwards, well, did you catch any fish? What would you probably say?
No.
No, I didn't. No, I'd say they weren't biting or there wasn't a fish in the lake or, I don't know. I don't have any particular little sayings about those.
Have you ever heard people around here say anything like, no, I didn't catch an air one?
Have you heard anything like that? Mm. Have you had?
I've heard that.
Narrow one, huh?
Heard nary.
Nary one.
What about the...
They're much more like saying, no, I didn't catch nothing.
What if we get back to plow for just a minute?
No, none of my strong subjects.
Strong point.
You know, those trenches that are cut by the plow.
Furrow?
Or say if a farmer has a good yield, he says that he raised a big...
crop.
Or if say you have some land with some bushes and trees on it and you want to put that land to cultivation, you'd say you did what to it to get it ready?
Bush hogged.
Bush hogged. Any other way of saying that?
Any other way of saying bush hog? I'm just saying bush hog. That's what we do out there, or what someone does. They have some big tractor like thing. They go around knocking, pulling everything down and clearing it.
Clearing
the land, but they mostly call it bush hogging it. Why, I don't know. But that's a big old tractor that does it.
Have you ever heard a piece of land that's just been cleared, any particular name for that?
I guess so.
Ever heard it called new ground?
No, I never have heard it called that. Mainly because I guess this has been cultivated an awful long time around here.
What about if, say, that a farmer had just cut his hay off the field, and when it comes back up again the second time, what is that called? Have you ever heard anything like a second cutting or something like that? But what about something that comes up in a field although you didn't plant it? Ever heard that referred to by any particular name?
Just wild grass or weeds or something like that.
Have you ever heard it called a volunteer?
No.
Volunteer crop. Okay. Say, after wheat's been cut off a field, when it's tied up.
Sheaves.
Yeah. Have you ever heard, say, when you take those, a lot of those together, and pile them up like so, is there any expression that covers that you know of?
I don't know if people grow wheat around here.
I see. Or... maybe any kind of grass or grain.
Just, they bale it sometimes, but that's all I know.
Have you ever heard people talk about shocking wheat or anything like that?
Okay. I've heard wheat shocks, but I think it's out of books. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard it around here.
I see. Well, what about this grain that horses particularly like to eat?
Oats?
Yeah. What do you say you have to do when you separate the grain from the rest of it?
Husk it.